At the November 2nd Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Jason Bosserman, chairman of the county's Historic Landmarks Commission, was asked by County Commission President Walt Helmick for the Historic Landmarks Commission's support of the County Commission's efforts to remove the county jail from the National Registry of Historic Places. Helmick needs this done before the county commissioners can tear it down to make room for their planned courthouse annex building. Helmick explained to Bosserman that the jail was only placed on the National Registry by the County Commission back in 1994 as an afterthought to putting the courthouse itself on the registry. Bosserman said he personally had mixed feelings about supporting the tearing down of another historic building in Marlinton, but the Historic Landmarks Commission did vote at their October 28th meeting to not oppose the removal of the jail from the National Registry of Historic Places. John Lazorek told the commissioners he was, quote, shocked and outraged, unquote, that the historic landmarks, quote, rolled over, unquote, by not opposing the preservation of this historic building. He added that building an expansion on the courthouse is unwarranted since the county just lost 10% of its population in the latest census. And if they truly do need more space, there are a lot of nearby empty buildings the commission could rent or buy for a lot less money than building a new annex will cost. Also at this meeting, Mayor Sam Felton of Marlinton commented that there were some, quote, administrative irregularities, unquote, in the way the commissioners selected the winning bid of Podesta Engineering to do the engineering for the water and sewer project. He said that the five members of the selection committee, of which all three commissioners were members, subjectively scored each bidding company based on their presentations. They then added the total scores together and awarded the bid to Podesta because its combined scores were the highest of the three bidding companies. However, Felton said, he noticed that only one of the five panelists had rated Podesta as their highest scoring bidder, while a different company was scored highest by three of the five panel members. Normally, according to Felton, the company which is scored number one by the most panel members is the winner of the bid. Despite this, the commissioner said that based upon their official vote to select Podesta and announcing Podesta as the winner, they would not change their selection now. They did agree to clarify this in future selection processes. In other actions, the commissioners revealed that they have received a letter from the CDC informing them that they have decided to go forward with building the underground mine safety research facility at Mace, West Virginia. They approved extending the Memorandum of Understanding with the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals for use of the Family Court Building from 2021 through 2026. They awarded the county's heating oil contract for the next year to the only bidding company, Woodford Oil. They approved a proclamation supporting Governor Justice's declaration of November 2021 as being National Hospice and Palliative Care Month. They received John Simmons' annual report of the Pocahontas County Senior Citizens, which covered the period from July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021. Simmons said that COVID-19 has dictated that many changes be made to their normal operations. He said this was especially true since seniors were not even allowed back into the senior centers until March 3 of 2021. That reduced the number of in-house meals while increasing the number of grab-and-go and delivered meals. They authorized County Assessor Johnny Pritt to hire Melissa Buzzard as a full-time deputy assessor at $12 per hour plus benefits. And finally, they approved a welcome letter to be included on the inside page of the Bicentennial's official program. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.